Oh my God, hi. To be honest, I didn't expect you to show up. Usually, when someone puts I'm interested on a Facebook invite, it's just a polite way of saying no thanks. Anyway, come in. It's getting cold outside. Wow, you're extremely warm though. What? Spooky goth girls are not allowed to hug now? I'm a bit relieved and a bit sad, to be honest. You know, everyone talks a big game about liking horror movies. But you have a horror movie night in October, and everyone suddenly makes themselves scarce, you know? Well, if you don't like horror movies, then why did you show up? Oh, well, that's nice of you. Listen, you know, I think I'm gonna cut this one as a loss and just curl up with some wine. I just planned on ordering some pizza or something when people got here, and I mean, yeah, I'd like that. Okay, twist my arm, why don't you? And okay, I didn't mean literally, but I like the way you think. Surprise me with whatever you're ordering, okay? At least I won't have to drink this whole batch of sangria by myself. Let's get spooky. Do you want to sit next to me instead of over there? Well, you know, in case you get scared. Oh no, I'm gonna love every minute of this. Just don't spill any in case you have a jump scare. Oh, this one has plenty of them. You did better on the third movie than the first two. I'm actually a little disappointed. You only flinched like three times during the movie. Yes, three times. There was one at the beginning. You slightly squeezed my arm at one point during a scary scene. And you did a slight jump at an odd moment, like you were expecting a jump scare that didn't happen. Don't lie. So, you started to try and comfort me and then realised I was getting excited by the movie. What if I told you my breath was quickening not because of the movie, but because I was enjoying your twitches and flinches, and I thought you were going to do it again? I mean, I've seen these movies already. I was just excited to feel you jump while I was cuddled into you. Okay, so that third time was because you let me cuddle up into you. Even spooky bitches like cuddles on occasions, and come here. My steak wasn't bloody enough. Fuck. I'll make that noise again. Do you have a biting thing or? Well, I'm a vampire. Didn't you see my teeth? Wait, are you drunk? Hi? Okay, look, okay? Just in case things get too out of hand, sangria is gonna be the escape word, okay? Hey, one of us might suddenly get weirded out, but I don't want to confuse a no, but keep going, with a no, stop. Okay? Do you see what's on my finger? I left my mark and it's currently oozing blood, okay? That's why you might need to stop. Yes, I'm gothic. Why? Oh, so I'm goth thick. You know, I like that. Make me drunk with your words of the flavour of mulled wine. I mean, vampire, succubus, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna get mine. Keep your hands to yourself. You need permission, since you're bad. Showing up under false pretenses. Staying when you thought you could take advantage of a poor, lonely goth girl. Excuse me. Did I tell you you could speak? No. Not ma'am. That makes me feel old. No. M'lady makes me feel like you're a hipster. You're obsidian queen. That's a bit too grandeur for a guy like you, the ones that just nail a goth girl. Say that again. You don't know what you're saying, peasant. Worshipping me from afar? Okay. Sangria. Look. I'm gonna wind up fucking you tonight. You don't have to pretend that you want more than just a good time. I know. Sangria. While I appreciate you being a gentleman and not mauling me during the movies, right now, let me reward that in my way. Okay? Feel free to talk about how sexy you think I am physically. Quiet. Save the serious feelings for the morning. Yes. Or I'll send you to the emergency room due to blood loss. Now, describe why you think your obsidian queen is goth thick. Yes, I love my thighs. I do 100 squats each morning to keep them nice and big. Your gothic queen has to work for some of this body. You've dreamed of being smothered, I wonder if you'll still feel like that when you think your dick is going to get bitten off. Oh, you wouldn't stop me if I went and straddled your face like this. I never wear underwear in my own home. Do you like what you see still? Do you still want me to smother you? What if I turned around and sat on your face? What if I made sure you continued to do a good job by taking your cock in my teeth and... No. Oh, I don't think you have a say in the matter, peasant. I do not interrupt me again. As I was saying, I don't think there is anything you can say to make me change my mind otherwise. Is that right, peasant? Interesting. Well, let's see how you do. Do you get your reward of watching me take your cock in my mouth, looking at you in the eyes? Or do you just get the feel of the fangs only? No, you can't use your hands yet. They need to remain at your side until you show me you won't talk back. Do you like that? Do you like how I grind my hips down on you and your tongue? Don't stop now. You need to do a good job, as I said. You were so getting punished for hiding this thing from me. If you don't want to come, you're going to have to make me come first. That's it. Oh, God, you just keep growing. Oh, fuck, it's so hot and warm. I'm going to make you come so hard that you don't know what you asked for. That's it. Faster. Yes. Use those lips on my clit right there. Right there. Oh, fuck. Of course I'm grinding my cunt down onto your face. You may need use your hands now and... Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, good peasant. Pull me down harder to your mouth. Oh, fuck. That's it. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're doing such a good job. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, I might kill you though, because. Oh, fuck. If you keep doing that, I'm gonna squirt. And then ride your faith till I pass out. I'm sorry, I have to kill you. Fuck. I'm coming. Take it all, peasant. Drink all my juices. Take my cunt all over your face. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Take advantage of your lips. Oh, fuck. Your chin. Oh, your nose. Oh, fuck. No, I'm not gonna let go of your head. No. Fuck. My thighs are locked around your head so fucking tight. Drink me as though your life depended on it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I keep coming on your face. Oh, yes. Squeeze my fucking thighs. You can't pull them apart, can you? I told you. I work them out, motherfucker. No. Fuck. I said I was going to fucking kill you. If you keep making me come, I'm gonna keep on drenching your face. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Jesus fucking Christ. Keep doing that. Oh, keep doing that. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay. Stop. Stop, I said. Stop. I swear I will rip your balls off if you don't. Oh, fuck. No, it's about fucking obeying me. When I tell you to stop, it doesn't mean to be a brat and keep going. No, when I use that word, it means there's a safety issue. Feelings are a safety issue. Now, we've got that clarification out of the way. Stand up. Take off your clothes, all of them. I'm taking mine off too. Sit down. This does not slide into me without my permission. You understand, peasant? I'll accept, Your Majesty, yes? I'm sorry, I really took a bite out of your neck. We're gonna have to clean you up later. But it does taste nice and coppery. I need to taste other parts of your body. Your chest. Your tummy. Your thighs. You jumped worse than when the first movie with that bite. Looks like someone is gonna have to do some squats too. Look at me while I bite your balls. Oh, didn't think I'd do that. Oh, you look so horrified. Let me grab one with my fangs. Oh, fuck. My fangs blew blood from your neck. Oh, I probably don't have to give it that much pressure. Oh, that visible guilt of horror was worth it. Now, this is what I wanted to see through. These fangs grazing over your cock. Do you feel that? I hope you want a whiner. These fangs make it impossible to have a toothless blowjob. But I'll make it very wet. Do you like how my fangs lightly drag down your cock? I'm so loving the horrified look on your face while I'm blowing you. What was that look for, peasant? Yes, I could easily just take a bite at the base with these fangs. Just like this. Oh, fuck, I love this. Now I felt your balls start to twitch. You're not allowed to come until I say so. I'm gonna get my pound of flesh out of you. You know, if I bite right here, I can make you bleed to death. How does that sound? Oh, God. I love the fact I could straight up kill you and you're like, yes, your majesty. Come for me. Come for your gothic queen. Spray it right in my mouth so it can drip from my fangs and Oh, wow. I didn't expect that last jet on my face. You came in my mouth a lot, peasant. Was it everything you ever imagined? Follow me, peasant. You have permission to do whatever you need to get hard again. But you have to tell me as soon as you are hard. Yes. That's it. Right there in my neck. Oh, I'm not gonna break. You can bite a little harder than that. What? You chicken? Afraid of me bleeding my own? Oh, fuck! Finally! Oh. Well, you don't have custom fangs as I do. Mine are made to allow me to bite down a bit. Some people get handsy on goth nights, and you need to make them back off for good. Fuck yes, squeeze my tits. They are fucking neglected. You know, everyone wants a gothic girl with large tits and doesn't know how to handle them. Oh, fuck yes. That's right. Don't be gentle with them. Be careful with what you're doing. You don't want to twist the bar out. Fuck. Oh, bite the other one. Harder. Harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Your tongue is so good on them. Slapping my tits, huh? Harder. Yes. Spank them red. Nice. Oh. Maybe, if you're still a good boy, I'll let you fuck them. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Tell me your heart. Good. Fucking wreck me. I said what I said. If you try to be gentle with me, this is going to be a one-night stand. You twisted my arm, and now you're going to make my womb twist with your cock. Oh. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck your queen, how she wants to be fucked. Oh, is this as hard as you can fuck? Harder. Faster. Oh, you like that, don't you? You like my legs gripping around you. I'm grabbing your hips with my thighs. Oh, fuck. As I fuck your back. Give me your cock. Show me that I own your cock now. That it will pleasure only me and whoever I decide to use it. Oh, fuck. I said what I said. Yes. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Split me in half. Feel that. That's my cunt eating your fucking cock. Fuck. It just wants your fucking cum. But it wants to come first. You like this, don't you? Oh, my legs holding on to you for dear life. Whilst you fuck me. Watch my tits bounce as you slam into me. Oh, fuck. You. Did you just tell me to shut the fuck up? Bad peasant. Make me come. Make me come. I'm not gonna come unless you make me come. Show me you're skilled enough to make me come, peasant. Make me. Oh, God. Oh, fucking. Oh, fucking grunt. Oh, fucking groan. I need more of that. You feel that pain? I'll keep scratching your back until it bleeds if you don't make me come soon. Oh, make me come. And I'll sink my teeth into you again while you come. Fuck. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Your blood is so warm. I don't know if it's hotter than your cum. Come in me. Do it while I'm still coming. Yes, I'm still fucking coming. Oh, fuck. It's like it won't stop. Oh, so much fucking cum. So fucking cum. Now, peasant. Come for your queen. Yes. Oh, God, fucking yes. Fill up your gothic cunt. Knock up this spooky bitch. Oh, God. Bloody hell. Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, God. I said to wreck me, but looking at your neck and shoulders. Oh, fuck. I wrecked you. Oh, God, I needed that. Be right back. Come here. I'm cleaning some of those cuts. The last time I bit someone with those fangs in, they screamed like they were getting murdered. They asked me to bite them. They were sexy until the screaming. Then they ran away like I was a maniac or something. You just, well, grunted in a way that it got me to my core, so I bit harder. I took the fangs out. Sorry, I can't keep them in the whole time. Okay, you aren't gonna die, but I am taping you up so you don't bleed all over my sheets. Well, I'd still rather talk about it over breakfast and not while I'm providing wound care. Dating me isn't all sexy biting and ordering you around like you're my vessel. It's not just going to see some slasher flicks and watching me get dressed up for the goth club. Which, by the way, you'd be required to get gothed up and go with me, so you're going to have to invest in a different wardrobe, okay? Turn your head. I'm also not going to any non-goth for you or your parents or anything like that ever, okay? I'm always going to be gothic, as you coined it, not just thick. Look at me. You're going to find out I'm still dealing with a lot of shit that doesn't make sense, okay? I don't need a hero to solve my problems either. You understand, yeah? No. I just needed someone to worship me for a change. I asked for a little, just fear me, love me, do as I say, and I'll be your queen. I will never be your slave peasant. But you do a good job, you might be a queen's consort. No one can really truly be my king. Can you deal with that for now? Good. Now I'm fucking tired and need you to be the big spoon. Can your questions wait until breakfast? Yes. I said, whoever I decide can use it. I might have a lady friend to share it with, or might request that you impale someone to death on it. But, mostly, it's mine. You're not allowed to even use it unless I say so. You're buying breakfast. And Plan B. That's horribly adorable. Say that every time we're going to bed.